Welcome back to a new episode of Scary Movie and Chill Podcast. I'm your co-host Bones with Mr.
Floppy-headed Charles.
Sleepy Charles Barkley, a snoozy little Vivi, and
Wild Cherry.
A farty Maya.
Yeah, right. Michael Pearl. You wish.
This place stinks when you since you've been.
Yeah, I walk.
I can't reach my fart machine.
I walk into this place and it smells like a moldy can of beans.
Moldy can of beans. This doesn't smell like mold in here. I did run out of incense. I haven't been able to burn incense in the past 3 days.
Why?
Because they ran out.
Oh.
And that freaking guy, I think he lies every time. Because the last time he's like, "Oh, we got a big shipment coming. We're getting so much incense." And then they literally had like 5 boxes. And then I go in there on Friday and he's like, "Oh, yeah, we're getting some on Saturday." And I'm like, "Oh, okay, I'll come back." I haven't been back since because I thought he's probably lying again. And anyways, what's new with you, Michael?
Oh, Bonnie. Well, we just had a whole sesh before we started recording.
Not really.
A whole sesh.
Tell everyone else about your health problems, Michael. Yeah, Michael's having trouble pooping.
Nope. Went to the doctor.
Michael had a turd stuck in sideways.
Yeah, what you wish.
Michael breached a turd.
You're done. Already, you're done. I went to that nutritionist doctor.
Have you seen Gabby Lamb's bit about how guys can see your hemorrhoids when you're doggy style?
No.
She's really funny.
I bet.
Anyways, continue.
I had my doctor appointment finally that I scheduled last April.
Oh God, over almost a year.
Yeah, these guys are so backed up. Ugh. And like, I will say, I kind of understand it a little bit better now as to why, because it's like a nutritionist doctor. It's not like when you go to your general doctor, you're usually going because you're sick, and so you're like, my throat hurts or my stomach hurts, and they just kind of
my butt hurts from the sideways turd.
Butt hurts, and they just kind of do some stuff and prescribe.
That's
and
call said.
It. I didn't do that. Bonnie's high as fuck.
I am not. Yeah, I have right. literally not had any edibles since
10 minutes ago.
I haven't had edibles in like 4 nights or something. I don't know. Okay. Since the weekend, I think. All right. Friday night. I don't know. My memory ain't good, Michael.
They sit and they talk. I mean, I talked to him for probably like 35 minutes, 40 minutes of just like when we were just like going back and forth, because my problem is no matter what I've tried doing, I can't lose weight.
About your weight.
Yeah. Like I went from being sedentary, ordering out and not doing anything to like active gym, eating healthy, and nothing changed. And it's like, how is that even possible?
How's it possible when you're waking up at 4:30 every day, going to the gym for 5 hours every day, right, Michael? Exactly. Isn't that what you said you were doing?
Not five, I didn't go for 5 hours. But no, when I started, I was up at 4:30 and I was going to the gym. And then of course, that whole time I was unemployed.
I didn't go to the gym today. Something was upset my stomach.
I was like, "What? You know, what's the point of waking up so early if I'm unemployed?
I don't want to crop dust people at the gym today."
Yeah, right.
So I took myself out of the equation. I had a bad stomach ache. Gross. I don't know what it was.
Gross.
I was trying to figure out what's giving me a stomach ache. I think it's that fake, that vegan cream cheese that I bought.
That's
because I made it.
Probably. Exactly.
I put it on a bagel yesterday and like, it's like you said, your stomach just went out. It was like my stomach just went out like I was 3 months pregnant.
It's great. Yeah. And it's like hard too, right? Like,
yeah, it was so uncomfortable.
It's like your stomach's so pushed out and you're like, "Oh, that's weird." But then you push on it, you're like, it literally feels like you're flexing.
I bought it because it was a dollar cheaper than the lactate cream cheese. But I think I'm just going to have to get the lactate cream cheese.
Pay that dollar.
Yeah. To not have tummy problems.
To not be puffed out.
Yeah. Super uncomfortable.
So, you know, we got some stuff worked out, you know, getting all the stuff tested.
Michael's getting tested.
I'm getting tested. And then
for all kinds of butt stuff.
And then sure enough, you wish. And then sure enough, he goes, "Schedule an appointment 2 months from now." And I go, "Okay." And I go out there and the guy, at first he goes, earliest he has is August. And I was like, "Well, that's crazy because that's like 7 months from now." He said he wanted me to do something like 2 months. So I don't know, like, I don't know if he just doesn't know what his schedule looks like and he's just arbitrarily saying something, yeah. or like,
if you can bump me up, yeah, because like, the doctor said, the doctor said months. So.
And then he's like, okay, end of July. And I was like,
that's all it took. Oh wait.
But no, it's still, it did. He basically moved it like a week.
Oh.
And I was like, this is so dumb because like, if my tests come back and I have like, and I have, let's say, you know, my, like the cortisol levels are elevated. Uh-huh. So I have to wait until August or end of July to come back in and talk about like what the solution is. So like, it's basically like almost
that's like, it like, seems like a quick appointment. No,
right. Like a year's going to go by again, like a year and a half. And then they'll be like, okay, now a year and a half later, here's why you can't lose weight and try this and uh-huh. then come back in another six, 8 months. And it's like, dude, this is fucking dumb.
What if you but just also, ask for the results and well, like, don't have an appointment?
No, I'll
what
get the results. That? And I guess I can do some chatting on the app. Through the app you can send the doctor a message.
Okay.
And so like, you know, basically what I can do is just kind of send a message when I get the results and be like, what is it like, if anything is mean? If anything is like you know, elevated or low,
Google it too.
Yeah. And just be like, what, like what does this mean, like what can I do to, and also if you see that like, you know, they're testing testosterone, if you see this artificially low or like the cortisol is too high, Do I legitimately need to come in for you to, can you just prescribe whatever you need to prescribe to help with yeah. this? Like,
yeah,
let's just
ask.
And then I'll, again,
I mean,
then,
that's what I, this is not the same as human, but like when he needed more flea medicine, I'm like, do I really have to come back in for another appointment just to get flea medicine?
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, no, we can give you a couple pills. And I was like, God, all this time I've been, you know, taking him right. in. And yeah. it's like, I didn't realize I could have just tried to like do a shortcut and like, he's been established as a patient, just give me the damn stuff.
Right, that's what I'm hoping I can do.
It doesn't, never hurts to ask.
Right. And so, which also, because like, I'm probably not gonna be here in July.
Michael's out of here.
So I mean, I made the appointment
and
I
home on the range.
I made the appointment and I kept the appointment. Bunker. So we'll see.
Bunker in the mountain.
But other than that,
this is machine guns.
Yeah,
and tanks. His flat earth models. And mm-hmm. is QAnon and yeah, right. is cans of beans.
And then when everything goes to shit, everyone's going to be knocking on my door.
And a sideways turds.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what you're dealing with that today, but that's enough of you. I, other than that, not a whole lot. I got, still got friends in town. Long time oh, yeah. listener.
Thanks for inviting me.
Long time listener, Wes and his family are here.
Thanks for the invite.
What invite?
I thought you said we were going to do something.
They've been, they were, like, they got in and they just,
Michael's
like,
left me high and dry.
They no got invite. In and they sleepy and
no
then
nothing. Crickets.
Out I've and about, and they get in it, like,
sitting on my couch with my animals.
They come back
waiting.
At, like, 7 o'clock at night.
Just waiting.
They come back at 7 o'clock at night.
Okay.
So,
I'm just kidding. Know. I haven't been waiting.
I know.
I've been busy.
I know you have. you're a book nerd now, so.
Oh, I got some good and books
also
for you, Michael.
Started working.
Since you wanted to improve your grammar and all that.
Yeah, yeah.
My teacher gave me a list of books that we could supplement for our class, for our legal writing class.
Oh, I was like, why are you
like punctuation, grammar?
Yeah,
I
need to.
And the one that actually I'd have, the legal writing, you could probably be helpful.
Yeah, I was looking at on Amazon and it's literally like there was like a book where it's like grammar for adults and like the description was like, are you an adult and you just never
just
really like you never
better.
You never understood grammar or you forgot all this stuff, this is, it's just like a refresher.
I wrote
course
it down. I'll give it to you before yep. you leave.
No, that's good because I need help. And that was I'm gonna,
Michael needs help, you heard it yep. here first.
I need to I was looking into just like there's like a $50 Swedish class, like an online course, and it's like a whole grammar thing. And the description
Michael,
was
why
also
you work on your English grammar.
Well, no, that was this course also, it was like even if you don't understand grammar in your own language, like with this course kind of helps explain things in a way that kind of like is just kind of a universal language learning thing so that you can understand things. So I was like, 50 bucks and it's basically like
Michael's
an
rolling
class
in the dough now.
I know.
Can't wait to throw away 50 bucks.
And I'm tell you, it's really funny that, you know, so I started work on last Friday because Monday was a holiday. And then I had a 3-day weekend. And then Tuesday morning, I woke up in the morning and I was just dicking around doing my usual thing. And then all of a sudden it clicked in my head. I was like, oh, you're back. You got to work today. I completely forgot that I.
Because,
Micah. I've been out of work for so long that, like, I'm just so. Like, I have
people
such
a, looking for you?
Well, no, I have such an ingrained routine of just, like, doing.
Spiraling?
Just
sleeping
keep,
in and spiraling?
To keep myself from, like, you know, eating lead. And so, like.
Jesus Christ.
It's one of those. Like, I was just like, oh, shit.
This is your favorite scary movie mental health podcast.
I
know, right?
So, yeah. But now I'm back at it, and it's nice. It feels. Good to be getting back into that like routine that I'm used to. But the only thing is like
back in the New York groove, Michael, a memory popped up for me.
Oh no.
It's almost been a year since we went to that show.
Yeah, that makes sense. Cause I remember it was rainy and cold. So it had to have been.
Oh yeah, it was.
It's like the other thing too, is like the show, everything surrounding the show just feels like weird because like they're cutting budgets. Like they're just.
Cause you hate them.
The studio is just
chipping
not,
you.
Yeah. The studio is just not spending a lot of money. They've cut all our budgets and all this other stuff.
Well, everyone is like getting laid off right now.
Right.
It's
and everyone,
scary.
Everyone. Right. And everyone was just kind of like, everybody I've talked to in the past couple of days was just like, you know, it feels good to be back. Like, you know, we're working, getting paid and all this other stuff. They're like, but
paid peanuts,
but they're like, it just, there's this weird cloud of just like nothing. Something doesn't feel right.
Mm-hmm.
It feels weird, and everyone just feels like they're on edge for some reason, and no one knows how to like explain it. And I was like, yeah, same. Like I just feel like it feels good to be back, but like there's just something.
It's not the same.
I think it's also like just.
Well, yeah. I mean, look what you guys went through.
Trust, right? I think it's like literally
there's like a distrust with the higher ups.
Right, exactly. And I think that's what it is, where you're just like you feel like. Because they kind of pulled the rug out from you for like so many times after the strikes ended that like you almost feel like this isn't real, that something's going to happen and then you're just not going to have a job or something, you know? And I think that everyone just is still weary about that. And like, I think it's going to take like a few weeks before it like kind of settles in. It's very weird. So anyways, Bonnie.
Michael, how was your Valentine's Day with your gal pal?
Oh.
AKA your girlfriend that you can't say as your girlfriend. You call her gal pal because you're 90 years old.
Palling around.
Oh, God, you're stupid. What'd you do, Michael? What'd you do, Michael? Michael! Okay.
No. It was a celibate day, Bonnie.
Oh, God. I'm regretting asking this.
We woke up and we were able to make it to the early mass at 7 a.m.
You went to church.
And we went to church.
Are you on the Jesus juice
all day?
No, you didn't.
No, we woke up and she found a place by us that had that made crepes
that didn't have sticky floors and had food.
Yes.
Oh, and yay!
They had crepes, and so we went there, or we walked there because it was close by. And sure enough, that was the one day they're like, "We don't have crepes today."
Really?
Yeah, and it was because it was like a little coffee shop / bakery, so they had like bagels and stuff, but like for some reason that one day they didn't have crepes, so we're like, okay, so we went.
You guys had one job.
I know. And so I was like, well, that sucks. So we went to just one of the little that Eat Cafe.
Oh.
That's on Magnolia by me.
Yeah.
And so we went there and had breakfast, which is really good. And then we walked next door to Republic of Pie, which has a bunch of it's like a coffee shop that has like specialty drinks. And then we got like specialty coffees, and then we walked back, and then we ate a bunch, basically.
Okay.
And then we went back, and then on the way back we stopped by a donut shop. So much, like we just did a bunch of stuff the whole time. Then we went to the Getty, which is also
the Getty.
It's kind of cool. It was a cool, interesting trip. You know, the Getty's free.
I know. I've been there.
Yeah. Right.
I've been there.
How was? Bonnie, what's new with Charles? Floppy head. Sleeping.
What's new with me?
Literally, his head, like he's.
He always sleeps like that.
Face down, like his head is flopped over, and it is just like
comfy for him.
Face planted into the ground.
Well, Michael, don't. You do.
Let's hear about your awesome day, Bonnie.
I had a great day, Michael. I got text messages from my friends, and then that night I went to that the live Guys We Fuck show. That was the Comedy Store.
Right.
And so I get there, and they put me with at this table. It was like a table for six, but they put five of us.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like two girlfriends, a gay dude couple and then me. And the two friends, the one girl, I think she said her name was like Michaela or something. Michaela.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, ah, oh, Michaela. And I just love blah, 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 blah. Just talk. And then she was like really talking to the gay guys. I was at the end of the table and it just felt like she was like so focused on the gay guys and like wasn't like, I was just like in the weeds. So I was like,
yeah.
Can I sit at another table? Like, but we'll talk to me.
Hey guys, what's up? You're like, hey gay guys, I'll talk. Like, I like gay guys too.
It was just kind of awkward because she was like kind of snubbing me, and so her friend.
You're threatening her, Bonnie.
I wasn't. I was being. I was she couldn't like, tell if are you're you guys a gay fans? Dude or not. Like, have you seen them before? You know, asking that. And then her friend came up, and I was like, I talked to her for a little bit, and I was like, have you seen them before? Have you been a fan for a long time? She was like, oh yeah, but this is my first time seeing them live. And then we were only sitting there for like maybe like, I don't know, 10 minutes. And then the show got started.
Oh, cool.
And they looked amazing. And one of the things that they do, one of the segments they do is they have like people come up and they try to give them advice, like relationship advice, whatever.
Did you get picked?
No, they were like, if you have a story of like someone that you like a previous relationship or someone that kind of did you dirty and you want us to prank call them, come on up. But it can't be a situation where like they tried to hurt you, abuse you, tried to kill you,
right,
nothing
right.
like that. We're keeping it lighthearted. Like they said that up top. And what do you know? Some fucking girl comes up and she's like, yeah, like, and she's like what you kind of think, what people think of, I think, when they say LA girl.
Uh-huh.
Does that paint a picture?
Yeah, yeah.
So she's up there with the tatas out and everything. She's like.
Big old bubbas.
Oh, yeah.
Big old
fake bubbas. And she's like, yeah, so this guy, you know, he tried to kill me. And they're like, dude, we said at the beginning, like, no, we're not going to call anyone who's tried to kill. She's like, no, it's okay. I have a restraining order. And I'm like, this girl doesn't even know how a restraining order works. You cannot contact each other.
Right.
They're like, no, I'm sorry. No, yeah, you have to go.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she's really stupid.
She's probably the one breaking the restraining order. And then they call the cops like, what happened? Actually, well, I called him up and then like, you can't.
They're both like, no, we like, hello, we just said this. Like, no, we can't do that. And then so the two girls at my table are talking and Michaela says to her other friend, the other girl, her name is Sarah. She's like, go up there. You have a good one. Go. And we're like, yeah. And then me and the gay guys are like, go up there. So then she goes up on stage and she had a really good story. It was like this guy that she hooked up with. He was seeing her and like he was lying about he withheld that he had like four kids from two different baby mamas and like potentially one more on the way.
Oh,
and
my God.
It was like this whole thing. Yeah. And then the funniest part was that she gave them his phone number so they could prank call him. And it literally just kept ringing. It there was never a message. And they're like, how is this? What is going on? Why is it ringing so many times? So we never got to, they never got to prank him. It just rang and rang and rang and rang. And I'm like
prank
is
calls,
that like a fake number or
prank
something?
Prank calls, like, it's not the same as it used to be.
What do you mean? Were you prank calling people, Michael?
Well, no. If you think about like, if I saw a number come up that I didn't recognize, I'm not picking up.
Oh, yeah. I mean.
You know what I mean? Like,
especially now when I'm getting like, seriously, I'm getting like 5 calls a day from that fucking company harassing.
Oh, yeah.
The scammers.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like people nowadays, just like, if you see a number, you're like, I'll just let it go to message. And then even if they leave some weird message, it's like, it's going to sound so bizarre that it'll be like, I'm not fucking calling.
You'd be surprised
back.
The amount of people that pick up, though. So they never got him on the phone, and they just kept ringing. And then they had like a couples contest up there, and I don't know, it was pretty fun.
That's cool.
Yeah, but that was a fucking late night for me, so I was like running off of fumes for the rest of the week, honestly, trying to like catch back up. So
you had to come home to your Valentine, Mr. Charles.
I forgot how expensive the Comedy Store is when you get drinks.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I know.
Has it been a little bit? Because I wasn't drinking the last time that I went. Well, I just got Coke.
Then we went that other time for that Corinne Fisher one. Remember? And like,
I remember, we
had like the margaritas. I remember you.
And it was like $20 a drink, basically.
Right, but you had to get two.
You have to get two.
But you make it a double, and it's like
That counts as two.
Is it really a double? You're basically paying $40 for a big cup, and it's like, is it really a double?
I mean, it was pretty strong.
Yeah.
So she's like, do you want to just get a double? And I was like, sure. And then she came back around. She's like, do you want another one? And I was like, it's Valentine's Day. Yeah, I'll have another one, but yourself. I don't want a double. And she's like, yeah, it's fine. And then the fucking bill comes. And I was like, a little over 60 bucks.
Jesus.
Ouch.
Yeah, I mean, it's,
I'm an expensive taste.
Like 20 plus a drink. Like, yeah, it's nuts.
I was like, damn.
Yeah, I remember because I got like beer and it was still like $25 or something, or more than that.
So fucking dark in there. None of us could read. We're all just like,
it's insane.
Yeah, so that was fun. I had a good time. And then, all right. Well, that's about it.
Okay.
So we're going to watch. Michael's never seen this movie before. Spoiler alert.
It's a movie called It Follows.
2014 it horror follows. Mystery. It Follows, which I remember being a really good movie. Michael's never seen it because Michael never sees anything. And there you go. That's that. And there you go. The synopsis is...
It Follows.
What do you think it's about, Michael?
I know what it's about.
After a strange sexual encounter, a teenager finds herself haunted by nightmarish visions.
Visions.
Oh, this one has a different one. A young woman is followed by an unknown supernatural force after a sexual encounter. All right.
She fucking gobbled a dick and now it follows her around.
Okay.
She gobbled it up.
And it stars... Let's look at the cast. Maika Monroe. She's the lead girl.
Is this girl here? Is that supposed to be like pajamas? Hey.
Are you okay? It's going out outfit, Michael.
Is it? She got big old clunky heels.
She's just walking in the middle of the street. Her
knees are all fucked up.
Speaking of fucked up knees, my right knee.
Dude, how's she running in grass like that?
She's struggling to run in those heels. What? She's just going in circles.
Real synth based.
Love it.
Is it something that only she sees? What's going on? It's coming in. This movie's starting.
Coming in hot.
Yeah, it's coming in starting hot.
Is that Michigan?
Yeah, as I say, it looked like Michigan or Ohio or something.
Definitely not Ohio. She's on a beach.
Sitting, like, that's, first of all, no headlights make that much light.
You don't know, Michael. I feel like staying at your parents' house probably should have been the better move.
I don't understand why she's still wearing the heels. I kind of feel like that's just an uncomfortable thing to wear. Especially if you're on
it's
the
fashion,
run.
Fashion, Michael.
But if you're trying to run. Fashion. If you're trying to run.
Fashion.
What does she see? I don't see anything. I'm scared. Ah!
Whoa. Look
at that. Whoa, leg. God.
Her leg's bent backwards. And her foot's ripped off.
Also, is that... Confused.
Use your words, Michael.
I don't understand
words.
What, like, why she died like that. Like, why were her legs ripped open like that? I guess we'll find out.
Maybe this is a lesson, Michael.
Yeah.
If you don't open them, they won't get ripped off your body.
What? Oh. I see.
Michael's coming in slow tonight.
Now I get it. I'm going to tell you, Bonnie, I...
Sweet above ground pool.
There's something going on with my brain. I think it's just like this is the result of like
bong water.
Like all the gas that was leaking in my apartment for decades and like all the holes in my brain are starting to activate. There's like sparks happening.
I don't know what she kind of looks like. The main girl, Maika Monroe, kind of reminds me of Suki Waterhouse a little bit. Did you know she's pregnant right now? Suki Waterhouse?
No.
She's pregnant with that guy from Twilight.
Oh.
The main guy. I never saw those movies. The babe from that movie.
She looks like Dakota Fanning. But anyways, my brain, I literally went to a movie thinking it was a different movie.
You still told the story last time.
Oh, I did?
Yeah, you did. And but you now, clearly don't remember telling the story.
I know. But no, what's crazy is...
It was very long and didn't make sense.
So before I got here, I got a phone call from my producer, and I was like, oh, well, we have to get this document ready to send out to everyone before the show starts shooting. And I was like, is that a person?
Is someone watching her in the pool? Oh. Got a pervert alert.
I got...
Pervert alert.
I got... He was calling me, and I thought we had
to get this... What was he calling you, Michael?
And so he got, like, I thought we had to get this thing done by Friday, because I was like, yeah, we have to get it done by Friday, because we're shooting on Monday. He's like, no, we don't shoot until the 4th. And I was like, oh, my God. Like, my brain was thinking two things at the same time. Like, I knew that we were shooting on the 4th, but I thought it was Monday. But my brain was like, there's certain things, like, in my head being like, yeah, but Monday's not the 4th, but I still thought we were shooting. I don't know. It's hard to explain.
Yeah,
I think my brain
confused.
Is... All the holes in my brain are leaking a fluid, and now I can't think straight.
That's why your floor is sticky. I think you need to do brain games.
Where I think two things at once that are contradicting, and I just... All I do is get confused. Like, I confuse myself.
Well, I don't know what's going on with this month, but, like, I'm, like, so ahead of myself. Like, I keep thinking, like, next week is the first week of March. I'm like, well, I'm no, like, well, I've been constantly ahead.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's what I thought it was too.
I think it's because this year is a leap year. We have like an extra day this month, and I think it's fucking shit.
Maybe that's what it is, because that's what I literally thought. I was thinking Monday was the first week of March, which is when we're filming.
We have this case that's in the Court of Appeal, and we have to file these documents by 7 days before this oral hearing, and all these emails are going around like, we gotta file this. I'm like, it's next week. And then I look and it's like, no, there's like, we're 2 weeks out. We have plenty of time to file this. Like, why is everyone losing their shit over this? We got time.
No, it's so weird how that's happening.
I've been ahead thinking, oh, I got to do this and this and this because it's already going to be fucking March and my trip is coming up and da-da-da. Like, I've just been ahead of myself this month. It's kind of annoying.
Yeah.
I went to another spin class at Gold's Gym.
Oh.
On the weekend on Saturday?
Is that any different than your spiral classes?
Spiral?
Where you just spiral?
Oh, that's your thing, Michael.
Just me spiraling?
It was a different instructor, this little Asian guy with these like glistening legs, that muscular legs. Mm-hmm. He was so fast.
Big calves.
Yeah. He was so fast. He like came up and said hi after class and asked what my name was, because I guess me and this other girl were new. And I was like, you're so fast. I was drenched in sweat, completely soaked. And I'm
moist, like, moist, Bonnie.
I need to go to the grocery store. I'm like, do I dare? The class was at 8:30.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you, 9:30 is when you want to go to Trader Joe's on a Saturday. There was no one in there.
Really?
No one in the parking.
I'm surprised. I would have
like, Trader I need Joe's, to do this every fucking Saturday.
I would have thought Trader Joe's is like
no
fucking crowded.
Mid-morning, it's a nightmare. You have to go before 10 for sure.
I mean, yeah, they open at 9.
No, they open before that, I think, don't they?
Nope.
Maybe that's why no one was there.
Opens at 9 a.m.
The one on Selma, I think, is open at 7 or 8.
Oh, the one I go by, that's by me. They open at 9, and like I try to go there. Right at 9 in the parking lot.
Like, this is glorious. I'm like, I really don't care who can smell my BO right now. Because I'm getting all my groceries.
Since I don't care who's smelling things.
Right, that's you, not me.
You're right.
All
right,
this girl's going to see a movie.
This guy's early 2000s fucking gelled push forward hair.
Yeah, that's a weird hairstyle. Oh, Michael, that fucking movie is this weekend.
Oh, it is? What day?
On Saturday.
What time?
7:30 at the Lemley by you.
That's right.
Don't forget.
I already forgot.
Also, our office is doing a screening of the new Bob Marley movie because we helped
kill Bob Marley.
One of our attorneys represents his estate and like his family.
Oh. And so all 45 of his kids.
They helped work out the deal, I guess, licensee deal or something.
Oh.
So they're doing a screening on Friday. And Shirley's like, "Are you going to go?" I'm like,
the movie doesn't look good.
I mean, I'm interested to see it, but it's like Friday. Like I have to go. It sucks that I have to go in on Fridays now. But I go in at like 8 so I can get out at 4:30. And like, I'm not going to stick around for
some movie about some pothead. Some really drug sad. Addict.
He got an infection that could have been taken care of had he gone to the doctor sooner. Wasn't that why he died? He got like a stuff infection.
Oh no, I thought he died of cancer. Because he went to like,
what it was?
Yeah, he went to like Switzerland and shit to like, that's what I think it was.
I think it was something like treatable, and it was kind of ridiculous that he died from it. If I'm remembering correctly, let me Google it.
You're going to giggle it?
It was like a foot infection in his foot. Oh.
Oh, she's on a date with some guy?
Oh, I guess you're right. He had a type of malignant melanoma under the nail of his right big toe.
Oh, jeez.
And the doctor suggested he just cut off the toe, and then he rejected their advice to amputate.
Because he's a soccer player.
Citing his religious beliefs and such. Oh, damn. I don't know why I thought it was just something like an infection.
So I think this guy clearly... I know what the premise of the movie is. You know?
They're on a date.
Right, but like...
There's someone outside the window.
Just slowly walking.
We went to met her at a bar for brunch.
Mm-hmm.
But the line was like, the wait was going to be an hour. So they're like, if you want to go across the street to meet him at a bar, their sister restaurant.
Which one did we go to that one time?
We went to Little Bar. We didn't even go to one of those places.
Yeah, we went to like met him at a bar.
I don't think so.
Yeah, yeah.
We did not. Because I had it on my list.
Yeah, and we went
for a while. And yeah, I've never been there before.
Yeah, we did.
We did not.
Where it's got that like old school looking. Inside?
Mm-mm.
Oh my God. No,
it's like new. We really wanted to go get breakfast that met her at a bar because their breakfast menu is really good. Like they had a ton of waffles and all this good shit, but the guy was like, oh, it's going to be an hour. So we went across and we went to the other place that has brunch, like a smaller version of their brunch. And it wasn't bad. It was actually a cute inside, like a modern cutesy vibe. And they had like this different mimosa that was like grapefruit, champagne, and Campari, whatever
the name.
It was really good. So we had a couple drinks there, and then we went across the street and had a couple. I had like a mezcal paloma.
Oh,
but Carell had to work on Monday, so we couldn't wild out. The girls couldn't get crazy. You know what I want
to
do?
I think we went to met him at a bar.
We did not. Unless they completely redid the interior.
It looks like it. I know that I know for a fact that we did. Yeah, we did met him at a bar.
I don't think so, Michael.
Yes. I remember it.
I didn't eat there before. I've never been in that place before.
I don't know who else
we
I would. I don't
know.
We
went to Little Bar. We went to Little Bar after a show at the Wiltern or something. We went to Little Bar and had a drink.
I know
and you were like
about.
Yawning.
I know. I know what you're talking about, but no, I'm saying I know we went to that met him at a bar.
Well, this was filmed in Detroit. I knew that was a Michigan license plate.
Yep. Now it looks like they're about to bang it out by Lake Michigan.
The mucking out by the lake. They're gonna bang it out in a car.
He's about to shoot Lake Michigan all over her belly.
Be quiet. God.
Look at that. Look at him humping.
I was
look at him humping.
It's like the iconic movie poster picture. I was talking to Carell. We were talking about New York and stuff.
Uh huh.
And then she's like, when do you think you're going to go? We're talking about that. And then she's like, well, I think I'll probably be moving by December. And I'm like, you're going to do it? She's going to move in with her boyfriend.
Oh, where? To New York?
He's in fucking Redondo.
Oh.
He's in Redondo.
Dorko.
I'm like, it'll work out when I leave because I'm not going to fucking see you again when you move to South Bay.
Yeah,
like,
right?
Tati's down there and I don't really see her either. It was nice knowing you. She said that they're going to look for a new place in like Manhattan Beach.
Wait, when is she going? She's going down in December or she's going down soon?
She thinks she's probably going to move by winter.
Oh, okay.
She's like, I don't think I can push it any longer than that because he really wants me to live with him. I'm like, ew. So they got to look for it. I think they're looking for a 3-bedroom in Manhattan Beach. Uh-oh. And she's like, it's already expensive.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's crazy. For a movie that started out at like full throttle, it really pumped the brakes.
They just did it.
Yep. And now what's he doing?
What does he reached in his pocket? Oh, shit. Is that the chloroform napkin?
I guess so. I'm assuming that, you know,
fucking predator.
I know that, like, you know, this movie's a, you know, again, it's a sexual thing where, like, the thing that follows is because of, like, you it's like an STD, if you will, where you
the herp
you when you bang someone you
HPV?
Now this thing follows them. So you have to keep banging. You have to bang someone else to get it to follow them.
Scabies.
All of it, Bonnie. It's.
Oh shit! She's tied up.
There's no. She didn't even have a belly button. What the fuck?
She's waking up.
Is he basically baiting that thing?
Seems like it.
Okay, so I mean, I guess it's weird. Like, if you they haven't really explained it in the movie. It's just one of those. This movie's been out so long, I've heard people talk about it, so I know the premise of what's going on.
Do you, Michael?
I do.
What's going on, Michael?
Well, I know that there's a thing that follows him around.
What's going on, Michael?
He just asked if she's awake, and she's awake.
Michael, because the way we live is the way we die.
Oh, God. Bonnie's going to have Bonnie has an inside joke with herself.
Hey. I gotta be my own support system, Michael.
I gotta be me.
If there's one thing I've learned in therapy. What's he talking about? Oh, I just finished Mark Lanegan's memoir.
I don't even know who that is.
Oh, God. Michael. It's gonna follow you. Someone gave him the herp. Now he's gotta pass it on. What a gentleman.
So he's basically explaining
what she has to do.
Yeah. So he's basically saying anyone. It can be anyone. It could be anything. And it's going to follow her. But I guess, like, maybe you don't know who it is. And so that's kind of part of what it is. It makes you paranoid. Basically, you suspect everyone.
What a fucking asshole.
Survival, you know?
Typical man.
It's a survival technique.
The director of this movie is David Robert Mitchell. And it grossed at the box office $23.3 million.
Oh, wow.
Oh, shit. She's naked.
Full on naked.
Woman.
Some bubbas.
Some bush.
Was it? Or a shadow?
I think that was a full bush. Oh, this guy's kind of cute. Hubba hubba. Wow, he's 49. He's from Michigan. Oh, he's married. Damn it.
Oh, shit. Oh, so that's crazy.
What'd he say?
He was like, if it kills her, then it basically goes back to the person before, so it'll give it to him. So then it'll start going after him. So basically, you just have to keep banging and banging and banging and passing it along. And then if then it kills someone, then it comes back to someone. Who is this? Why is she naked? This is what I don't understand. Wait, I don't understand. If
she's not a real person.
Well, no, but I don't understand with him, bubbas. Like, why...
Booba.
So he tied her up.
Booba.
And, like, so it behooves him to make sure that she doesn't die, because then he's in the same spot that he was
maybe
just
he's
in.
He's trying to trap her to do something.
Oh, he's, I guess, by tying her up, he's teaching her how it works.
What?
It's so weird.
Oh, his alma mater is Florida State University,
FSU,
Michael.
FSU, baby. That's where I went.
Oh, in October 2023, it was announced that a sequel entitled They Follow was in pre-production with writer-director David Robert Mitchell and star Maika Monroe.
Oh, maybe she comes back from the...
filming is expected to begin in 2024. Ooh. I do remember seeing that.
Yeah, I think I remember seeing something.
Kill.
Yeah, we'll see how that...
They keep the original peeps in it.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see how they... because we've already seen her dead. So
well, we don't know that supposedly. For sure.
We just see her, you know, legs all ripped up.
That's a different girl.
Is it?
Yeah.
Are you... This is so weird.
That guy's been in something else. The Nerdy Boy.
I remember. Yeah. It's crazy how they just like know the rules and they pass it along.
A gentleman.
Hey, man. I mean, like, yeah, how would you sleep at night? Weird. So he dropped her off all tied up. So I guess, yeah, he banged her, gave her the rules. Because, again, she has to survive, because if she doesn't, then he's dead. Then it goes back to him. But how would he know that it's back chasing him again?
When he sees it chasing him?
No, but like it comes in any form. How do you know what the form? Like, how do you know it's?
You don't.
I guess maybe because it's just doing that weird slow walk, and it's maybe the person's always naked.
Well, he did say they are slow, but not dumb.
Right. She kind of looks like a bunch of different people every time. Like, again, she looks a lot like Dakota Fanning.
Dakota Fanning? The one that's in Madam Web?
No, that's Dakota Johnson.
Oh. God, there's too many fucking Dakotas.
Fanning's the one from, like, the... Yeah, she's
maybe
that little
Elle
kid.
Fanning. I don't know about Dakota Fanning.
No, Elle is too... Look it up. Look her up. Dakota Fanning. She's got more of the round face. Elle Fanning has a more of a... harsh,
Michael's like, an expert on the fannies.
Jagged face and a upturned nose.
No way, she doesn't look like her.
Did you just look her up? You didn't even look her up yet.
I did. She doesn't look like her.
I said kinda looks like her.
No, you didn't.
Okay. Okay.
Wow. She's from Conyers, Georgia.
Who?
Elle Fanning.
Oh. It's right up the street.
Do you know where that's at,
yep,
Michael?
It's right up the street.
So, they're both from there.
Jeez.
Was this that guy, alcohol?
This guy used a fake name to rent a house.
Uh-oh, she's looking at her biznatch.
Hoochie coochie. He's like, what's down there? What's inside of me? What is this? This ball. It's in the ball. This is going to be a bunch of, like, jump scares and shit.
Jump scare.
I'll lose my mind.
I used to do that when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm. I was this kid trying to spy on her.
Those perverts watching her in the window. We got a poetry class.
Yeah, apparently. Well, she's going to just look out the window and just see someone walking towards her. I wonder how long it was following that guy before he realized what was going on. Or does somebody just keep explaining? Like, where do the rules originate? How do they know? There's a lot of things that I don't understand. Like, where's this origin from?
This is the one thing about Michael. It's a lot of questions. Yep. A lot of questions.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. My brain.
Maybe
she's going to see it.
Watch.
Is it
going to
be? Is it going to still be that same
clues.
Naked lady?
Is there?
Oh, no, it's this other person.
At least that old woman is wearing a nightgown.
Yeah, right?
She's gonna freak out.
Yeah, of course. Why wouldn't you? Look at this. Creepy old lady just walking.
Lift up her nightgown and show some floppy jalopies.
Let's hope so.
Some gym sock boobage.
Let's hope so.
Just a swanging.
Mm-hmm. Just some big old pieces of fried bologna hanging from the end.
What?
Hanging from
that
the
doesn't end. Even make sense.
Hey, let me finish my thought.
Bologna?
Hanging from
bologna nipples?
Hanging from a couple of wet, dirty socks.
Oh, Granny's in the building. Granny's in the building. Did he say if she could kill it or no?
No. And other people, I guess, can't see.
So eerie.
No, she's basically like, you can't touch it. What a weird. That's just enough to drive someone insane, for sure. It's already giving me, I'm not going to sleep tonight. Thanks a lot, Bonnie.
You're welcome, Michael.
It's too much.
Good thing you're getting your tests done. A Dairy Queen. Remember Dairy Queens?
Yes.
Oh my God, Michael.
What?
Mr. Longballs. Posted a series of pictures from his weekend. Apparently had a really fun time.
Extra long ballage.
He went to a club and was dancing shirtless behind the DJ booth.
He what?
I feel like such a bitch laughing at him, but it's like, how can you not? Remind me to show you the video.
Good one.
I fucking dated that guy.
Bunny's got a checkered past when it comes to.
I dated that man.
Long balls.
It's just a fucking video of him behind the DJ booth, and he's just like, he's moving
his hands. You know, sometimes people think they're cool, Bonnie. Maybe you don't know what's cool.
And then I was like, I'm like, looking at the pictures. I'm like, this is so stupid. I'm like, why do I think it's stupid? Do I wish I was there? I'm like, no, I do not. But
are they stupid because he's trying to be funny, or is it stupid because he's trying to be cool?
I think he's really. I mean, I think like it's his whole life. He's just really been trying to be cool, kind of thing.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. So the caption on his post was, how was your weekend?
Oh.
And so all these girls are like, you're so cute. Yeah, da, da, da. Yeah, go. He's finally got some ladies liking his shirtless pics.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, it was great. Thanks for asking.
You said that? You fucking jerk.
There's one thing about me, Michael. I know how to be an asshole.
It's great. Thanks for asking.
Oh, my God. I really cracked myself up with that one.
I can tell, Bonnie.
Oh, shit.
I can tell.
That was a good one. I had a good laugh today.
They all seem to be living in this house, and I don't see any adults.
They're college students, so it's like,
they don't
she's
look like
in college. I'm assuming college roommates.
I guess so.
Almost the nerdy guy. This is such like quintessential Midwest furnishings home vibe. Are you familiar with Brittany Schmidt?
No.
She's a comedian.
Uh-uh.
So she's doing this podcast with Brittany Furlan called.
Oh, Brittany and Brittany.
Shit. What's the name of it? I just watched an episode today. They're on YouTube, but it's kind of like a reimagination of, because Brittany Furlan used to have a podcast called Worst Firsts. And that's where, like, she had Seth Binzer on, and he told that gnarly story about how he escaped a fucking rehab facility in the Bahamas and swam from an island to shore.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it was, like, the most insane story to try and score drugs. But it's basically kind of like a reiteration of that. It's just...
Oh, I feel like she's, like, kind of flirting with this guy. I feel like she knows this guy wants to bang her, so she's going to bang him and give him the thing. But then he's going to die, and then it comes after her. That's why she freaks out at the end.
Oh, it's called This is the Worst Podcast. Oh,
okay.
So.
Sounds terrible.
It's not. They're pretty funny. I mean, but Brittany Schmidt is from Wisconsin. You can sometimes hear, oh, hear that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, don't you know?
She tries to hide it a lot, but it does come out. It's kind of funny.
Sometimes certain people, there's certain areas.
I know when I say, like blob and some other things, like it goes a little longer, and that I can still hear my accent.
It's weird. I don't feel like I have any type of accent. And one time I met someone, they're like, oh no, I could definitely tell you're from Georgia. And I was like,
really?
How? And they're like, you sound really Southern. And I was like, do I? And then everyone else was like, are you joking? Like, no one could tell if this person was just joking, you know, like trying to do one of those like weird things, or nagging, I don't know. You? Yeah. It's very weird.
To try to date you. Did you fall for it, Michael?
No, I didn't.
Did you fall for the neg, Michael?
No.
That's what the pickup artist used to preach. You're supposed to neg women. And we got a bunch of incel losers trying to do the same thing in 2024. Incel losers.
Oh.
Uh-oh. The window just got broken. Is it that creeper that's watching her, maybe?
Well,
that guy doesn't look old enough to be in college.
That's why I don't believe that it.
No, it says in the description that she's a college student.
Well, I know that obviously she's a college student. That classroom she was in.
Oh, that's scary.
I don't think she realizes yet that people can't.
Oh, that's her sister. And then someone,
oh my god, somebody's gonna come around the corner. That's freaking me out.
Corner. Michael, you better shut all your doors tonight.
Oh my god, I fucking hate this. Oh god. She's gonna see somebody out there.
Michael, I think Bad Baby is in that movie.
What movie?
The Esther Pavitsky movie.
Who's Bad Baby? Bonnie, I don't know any of these weird people that you.
Cash Me Outside, girl.
Oh, that's Bad Barbie. Bobby. Bad
Baby.
It's Bobby.
You're so stupid.
No, that's what everybody calls her, Bad Barbie.
No, it's Bad Baby.
No.
It just has an H. Michael, I swear to you.
I mean, I don't know.
Who's calling it that?
I know a lot of people. Everybody I see calls it that. I don't know. I'm just going based on what I've never heard that before.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm telling you. So why are you arguing with me? She's Bad Baby. Because
I've never heard it be called Bad Baby before.
She's just got H. It's like B-H-A-D-B-H-A-B-I-E. She was the girl on, remember?
Oh, whoa, shit.
It's another naked girl.
Why are the tits out?
Whoa. She's bleeding from her crotch.
She's peeing.
Oh, God, that's creepy as hell.
But do these people, they're clearly like figments of her imagination because she doesn't.
Tits out. Do her tits need to be out? I don't know.
Because she, clearly, other people can't see it. What's wrong with her teeth? Why does she look like that? Run!
She's missing a couple teeth, Michael. It's a big deal. God, and no one else can see
her.
Why
would you go upstairs? Oh my god, this is making me sick. I hate it.
That's where everyone is.
I hate it.
Makes sense to her, Michael. They're slow, so just like jump out the fucking window, dude. What is it, smoky?
Haze. They call it atmosphere it's an industry term. Why, like, oh my god. You know that this person follows you.
Oh god, they're all gonna think she's crazy. Did he say they mimic people that she knew? I thought that guy.
Yeah, it could be, but like they don't. They don't talk and like act like that though. Apparently they're like zombified. And apparently it's something that only she can see.
Oh, I wonder. Oh man, I can't wait for the sequel.
So what, it just goes away? when she runs and hides and there's other people around.
Like, go in the bathroom and see. You see piss on the floor?
Yeah, right? Like, yeah. You're fucking peeing all over the floor.
Scary.
I don't like it at all.
Scary, Michael. Michael, are you scared?
Yes. I don't like this. I hate how, like, we watch a bunch of movies that aren't scary, and then now we watch this one, and it is scary, and, like, I don't like
Michael
it.
Michael can't handle it. He's going to take 10 melatonin today.
Yeah, I am.
Isn't... Everything's okay. Oh, fuck. No, I don't... Holy giant man.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ.
So, yeah, so they can't... Nobody
that
else
guy
can
was
see
massive.
It. Oh my God.
So Brittany Schmidt apparently like fucks
I'm not gonna sleep tonight.
She fucks a lot of NBA players. And she was saying how she like hooked up with a guy that was like 7 foot. Like all the guys are like clearly like close to 7 feet tall.
Yeah.
And not this last episode, but the episode before, they were talking about how she hooked up with some guy in Wisconsin. She went back to Wisconsin to visit her family, maybe,
mm-hmm.
and she was telling Brittany Furlan about how big his dick was, and Brittany's like, "Okay, show me on this microphone," and she's like, "It was like from here to here, like literally like a foot long dick that was thick," and Brittany like, Furlan like, was like, "How did you do that?" She's like, "Yeah, I was kind of limping."
Jeez,
holy hog, are you kidding? Ain't no way. Brittany Furlan's like, well, I mean, my husband has a big dick, but that's insane.
Yeah, everyone knows what Tommy Lee's dick is like.
Oh, God. What was I Googling? I was going to Google something. What was I talking about?
Big old ding dongs.
Oh, that guy. Not big ding dongs. What was I listening to? Some podcast in there like, don't Google something meat. Ugh. I listen to too many things, and then they all blur together. That's my problem. The giant man. That's what his name is in this movie.
Ugh.
The giant man is Mike
Lanier. The way that he came out of that
hallway. He died. Michigan's tallest man, Mike Lanier, dies at age 48. In April 2018. Oh, that's sad. What happened? He was Michigan's tallest man and one of the world's tallest twins, according to the Guinness Book of World Records. He died on Wednesday at Beaumont Hospital in Troy. He was 48.
From what? Probably just being
tall. He stood 7'7". He died of complications from pancreatic cancer. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck.
Wasn't even from being tall.
Damn. And acromegaly, a condition where too much growth hormone is produced. Whoa. A lifelong Troy resident, Lanier and his twin brother Jim played basketball at Brother Rice High School and would go on to play collegiate ball. Oh, Lanier at UCLA and his brother at University of Denver.
Oh, interesting.
Dang, he was only 48. Good grief.
That sucks.
Damn.
I know, like, I feel like don't like really, really tall people like have shorter lives.
I don't know, I thought that was the case back in the day, but I don't know anymore, because look at all these freaking...
Well, I guess it depends on like what...
These NBA players aren't dying or...
But I guess it also depends on like what's making them tall. You know, like sometimes it's like an actual problem, you know, where it's like there's certain things happening where your body's like...
thyroid, or whatever.
It's like what happened like Andre the Giant, where like something was happening and you're basically always growing. And so it just puts so much strain on your body that it just stops.
Organs can't...
Yeah.
Keep up or whatever.
Right. It is terrifying.
It's pretty eerie.
But yeah, it's hard to tell. Like,
that
is it,
like
so,
back home for sure.
So is it like, this is what I understand, is like, is it this thing that just like appears wherever you are? So like, you can't just like get in a car and run away and then it just walks
behind
you? Where
are they driving
to? I don't know. They're just going. Yeah, this looks like Detroit.
Oh my God, that looks like St. Andrew's Hall. Kind of.
I don't understand. Just go, just go bang someone.
Michael. But then it's going to come back and get her. Isn't it?
Right. But I mean, that's what I'm saying. Just do what that guy did. And then, like, put it on someone else.
Greg drives them to his family's lake. Oh, they're going to a lake house.
Yeah, it looks like a lake house. It looks like your typical Detroit house. It's a piece of shit.
The film was shot in late 2013 in Detroit. Mitchell used wide-angle lenses when filming to give the film an expansive look and cited the works of George A. Romero and John Carpenter as influences.
Oh. I don't know that I feel John Carpenter in this. I knew it. Just like... it's not even like scream inducing. It's just like my stomach drops and I'm just gonna probably go barf everywhere when I go home.
Hashtag skinny.
I'm gonna barf up everything before I go to sleep, and I'm gonna have fucking nightmares because I'm gonna go home. I'm gonna probably OD on melatonin. I'm gonna be in a 2-day coma, and the whole time I'm gonna have like fucking night terrors, and I won't be able to wake up.
It's not even that scary.
No, it is, because it's like just this impending, you know that something's following them, and it's just like they're just dicking around. They're just fucking around. She just go bang someone. You know what I mean? Like, there's a cure for this. You're in college. Just go to a party
and Playpen. Just
bang.
Whoa, tissues.
Ew. Gross.
And booby mags. There's a lot of... He's sitting on this dirty mattress. There's tissues everywhere.
It's a friend of his. It's probably his leftover from the last time he was there.
How are you touching that?
He probably hosed that fucking mattress down. That's why it's stuck to the floor.
Sick.
She's going to kill her friend. That's what she's going to do.
Uh-oh. We got a creeper outside.
Oh, I think I know what's going to happen.
I'm trying to find the guy that's the guy. They gave it to her. Oh, they're trying to track him down, of course.
Right, to get
more answers.
Oh, did she bang some high schooler?
No.
Yeah.
I think they're just...
That's high school shit, dude. Permission forms... Yep, here at the high school. Or maybe he graduated from there.
Call last Friday and the office was so boring. There's like nobody there. Especially like after like noon, because I think anyone that goes in on a Friday does like, if they're an attorney, does like a half day or something. So it's like dead as hell in the afternoon. It sucks.
That's
good. The day goes so long though.
Yeah.
I feel like Fred always give me a lot on Friday. I mean, it's hit and miss, but he didn't give me anything on Friday. So I was just like, doop, doo, doo.
No, I feel like some of these days, like, it's like you wake up and then getting till like 10:30 or 11 in the morning takes forever. It's so slow. But then for me, like all of a sudden after that, the next thing I know, it's already like 3:30 in the afternoon. You're like, what?
I was busy today. I was busy yesterday. Logging my internship hours.
Oh, that's right. You nerd.
I asked my teacher about like what I, because I'm like, it's still not really clear like what's considered in quotes paralegal stuff. And basically he was like, don't log your like admin shit, like drafting letters and that stuff. Because I was like, I transcribed a motion and then shelled all the documents and then also had to like edit it, file it, serve it. And then he's like, yeah, log that. He's like, I would just be logging everything that isn't like super like clerical. So like today I logged that I had to research like doing a notice of appearance in the Court of Appeals for an attorney and like the proper form, filing it, and then also filing another form. So that was like an hour. But I don't think it'll be a problem to get all those hours fairly quickly. What did I say? I think it's like 108 hours.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not too... That shouldn't take too long.
It's like basically, I think it comes to like 8 hours a week.
For 10-ish weeks?
Yeah. Is that his mom? They found the guy's mom?
Yeah, I guess so. The kid's mom?
Where's he at, that fucker?
Oh, yeah, that's the car.
Oh, someone's coming. Do you see someone in the back? I'm sorry. Is he Canadian?
Yeah, I mean, close enough. So yeah, okay. So just if you got the disease, then only you can see that person. So that's we got that figured out.
If you don't, then what? You just die? You let the thing kill you?
I guess so. That's what it says. Like, you're not supposed to let it touch you. And then once it kills you, and then it goes back to the person that gave it to you. So it sucks because, like, what if
someone else dies?
What if you give it to somebody who's just like a dud? Where you're like, I just gave you this thing. And all of a sudden they like freeze up. The thing comes after them. They're like, and then it kills them. And you're like, God damn it.
And that then means, it's going to go back to you and kill
right,
you.
Right. But then you have to go fuck somebody else. I guess, right?
Time's a tough guy. Fuck everyone.
There's a weird, I know, right? Just bang it out. I mean, if that ever happened to me, it's probably just end up being a bunch of dead prostitutes. Because I just, first thing I do, I just go get a hooker.
Michael.
I get a hooker.
Michael hates women. In case I didn't mention that. I'm trying to say, Michael's just trying to ruin women.
What am I supposed to do? Just go.
He's on a ruining tour.
Well, no, because then I let it kill me, and then it goes right back to the one that gave it to me.
Anyways.
Just saying.
Michael hates women.
These are kind of cool shots. I will say, like, the driving shots.
Yeah.
Are very, like, it feels like what you something you'd see in a horror movie. It feels like, you know, like those murderer POV things. And they're driving that weird station wagon. This has a very, like, Jason vibe with the music. Right? It kind of has that.
Jason vibe. Oh, yeah.
Friday the 13th shit. Right?
Yeah.
Man, station wagons.
Shaggin' wagon. I remember my, like, middle school BFF, her family had one of those. And we used to ride in the very back where you're facing the car behind
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah. I always wanted to ride in a car. I never got a chance to ride in a station wagon. I always wanted to.
They're at a lake house.
Yeah. Why'd your light do that?
I don't know. It's been doing that.
Is it plugged in all the way?
Yeah.
Is the light twisted in all the way?
That does that, and then my like lights that I have under my cupboard will dim all the time, and it's so fucking annoying.
I wonder if all that rain did something to the power.
Well, it's been doing that before it really started raining.
Dude, this nerd is going to...
I have like a giant like bubble.
Oh,
it was
still
dripping. I woke up and there was water on the floor, so I put a bucket, but like no water is going in the bucket. I got to call them.
This nerd is going to sacrifice
like
himself
a long
for this
list
girl.
Of repairs because they need to fix the thermostat. They need to fix that. They need to fix
said,
my
Bonnie?
Drain.
You know what I said, Bonnie? One of these guys is going to sacrifice himself for this girl.
I don't think so.
I think that one of these guys, I think that little nerd kid is going to be like, just give it to me and I'll save you.
Just give it to
me. And then what'll happen is he will promptly die.
This guy's going to smoke some ganj. You want to bet? Give me the ganj.
It's a gun, dude. He's going to smoke some lead.
My bad. I forgot. We are in Michigan. But would the gun even do anything to a fucking zombie?
No, right. Because she's...
Hello?
It sucks. This guy wants to bang her so bad, but at the same time, he knows.
He wants to bang everyone. He was also looking at that other girl when she was...
Oh, I didn't know that.
When she was looking on that bookshelf, he kept staring at her legs.
Yeah.
I think he'll bang anything. Typical.
Long 20-year-old legs.
Typical man.
Silky smooth. She's got legs for days. This guy's going to do it. He's like, because he just wants to fuck her so bad.
She's chilling at the lake. Who's behind? Is that a zombie?
Yeah.
Or is that the other girl? That's the other girl, right?
Nope.
There's three girls.
Nope. Right,
yeah,
but like they don't. Yeah, but they don't say what is she wearing. What the fuck is she wearing?
Leg warmers.
I can't tell if it's like her jeans are cut off or.
She's wearing shorts and like long socks.
I don't know. She's walking real slow.
I'm gonna go to a lake. I found this really cool thing in Joshua Tree. I saw on TikTok. It's like a,
There's the other girl there. So there.
It's like a camping. Oh, so that's a zombie. behind. She's walking maybe. Kinda fast.
Yeah. Yeah, but the music says.
Oh, shit. And no one sees it. There goes her hair. Oh, that's eerie as hell. No one can see.
Because it's that girl.
The nerdy guy went flying.
I don't understand what was happening. Like, so it was trying to kill her.
It's trying to pull her
But it's
hair.
Her friend, right?
That's not it's her
the,
friend.
No, right? It's
her
the
friend
glasses
is there.
Girl.
No, because she was in the water.
Right, but that's what I'm saying is it's she's disguised
she's
as
disguised
her friend.
She's disguised as her friend, yeah.
Right.
He got cut?
So did he, did he catch something? She's going to end up killing. She's going to kill that guy.
You can't shoot that thing. Oh.
She's shot a horrible her. Shot. She's a horrible shot.
And now she's up. Oh, that's eerie. Oh, my God.
Dude, why would you stop running?
There's
oh,
the
call
giant
tall
man.
Guy again.
The giant man.
Tall guy again. Oh, my fucking Christ. Oh, my God.
But
oh,
they all
my
see
God.
That this is happening to the door.
Right,
just
so they just
see.
Don't see the person. Ugh. What's going to happen?
Oh God! It's
but like,
get
nothing, well, nothing can happen
no,
to the guy.
No, he hasn't done anything, right?
Right, nothing can happen to Greg.
Don't do it. She's no, going to look.
Right, send one of your and friends who it can't die. Hurt.
But they can't see. It's got to be hurt because she can see.
No, but that thing can't do anything to him.
I know,
it's going to be jumpy.
I'm saying,
oh, gross! Whatever this thing is, I don't like it.
Terrifying.
And oh God,
there's so many of them. Jesus, they're everywhere.
Just get in the car and fucking bail. Always be near a car.
She just stole the shagging wagon.
Yep.
Don't crash it, girl. Fuck. Oh God. Well, she crashed it.
Oh, you fucked up. Oh, my God. I wonder what happens that what like
into a cornfield.
What would happen if she just kills herself?
Nothing, right?
But like, what, like, how would that affect the thing? Because this thing is trying to kill her. So would it just revert back to that guy that gave it to her and he'd have to start all over again? But like, it was already so close. How
and
did
she
it
broke her arm?
She
I don't know
her,
how that
well,
works.
Weird.
It would have to go back to the original person, right? If she takes herself out of the equation?
Right. I mean, it's not like you would end the thing. Like, it's not like you'd kill whatever this thing is that's following you if you kill yourself. Because you can't kill it. Also, there's a lot of questions. There's a lot of, like, weird rules of, like, why does it do how it does? If that makes sense. Why it do how it does?
Uh-oh, is she going to see it? Michael, is she going to see it?
Dude, I lose my fucking mind. This is one of those scenarios of like, how long do you put up a fight before you're just like, fuck it. Just end it.
I'm outie.
You know? But also, just like.
It was a fun run.
Girl, just go fuck someone.
Michael, don't tell her what to do. Her body, her choice. What are you going to say about that, Michael?
Unfortunately,
Michael,
it's one of those.
What are you going to say about that? Happens,
like, in order to just protect yourself,
you need to wreck yourself.
Literally, yeah. every two or three days, fuck someone new for the rest of your life.
It's torture. Torture.
But, like, why does it, like, it's always walking, but, like, it can't get to, from, it can't get from
trivia,
the beach house. It can't get from the beach house to this hospital in. A day?
The film's concept derives from a recurring nightmare the director used to have in which he would be stalked by a predator that continually walked slowly towards him.
Oh, God! This is fucking terrifying. Bonnie!
The time frame of the movie is intentionally kept undefined so that it resembles a dream. Some of the cars shown are, mo- are from more recent times. Many appear to be from the 60s to late 80s.
What's happening here?
She making out?
Oh, she's oh, it's the that nerdy guy. Oh no, it's
no, it isn't her neighbor.
Oh, he's
trying to boink in her hospital bed. This ain't real.
Yeah, I guess it's just.
Is this real? Are you doing this?
And then he's gonna run because she can't do anything. She's sick, so she's maybe she's dreaming it.
I think she's dreaming because I mean
she's gonna wake up just. Slicking it, and all of her friends are gonna be watching, being like, "What the fuck are you doing?"
Early CRT television sets are shown whenever the characters are watching movies. Conflicting technology includes Yara on a device that looks like a shell compact.
Yeah,
but she reads from it like an ebook reader, I remember that too. Uses it as a light source at one point. Also, the girl at the beginning of the film uses a cell phone and drives a modern automobile with several modern vehicles in view. Interesting. Yeah, she dreamt that, right? Unless he raped her.
It doesn't. It's hard to. Oh, because he's basically, like I said, clearly one of these people is going to try and help her out.
You think he's trying to take one for the team?
Right. Yeah, where he's going to take it from her, and then try to give it to somebody else, and that way it's like twice removed from her.
According to the production company,
this guy though,
the film's budget was $1.3 million and was shot entirely in the state of Michigan for tax advantages.
Of course.
A year after its theatrical release, it grossed over $20 million. Not a bad ROI.
Okay, so that was real.
Oh, he did screw her.
Yeah.
He's going to die.
He said it's been 3 days.
The way he lived, Michael.
It's been 3 days.
That's how it's on.
Oh, my God. Bonnie's inside joke that no one gets. Here we go. We all got to live through it. Oh, so then she's back at her house.
Like nothing happened. Look at her TV screen. Remember the
trivia? Then also, so like at the end, we saw her, she didn't have a cast.
Remember the trivia?
I know, Bonnie.
You paying attention, Michael?
I know.
Hey, Michael. You paying attention? Michael.
I'm not. You're not paying attention. You're
the one sitting
on, you're
I'm
the
reading trivia.
Yeah, right.
I just told you the trivia.
All right. Oh, my God.
Oh, there's a lot of trivia.
They're trying to get you to let your guard down.
She's
walking through.
I wish I was reading this at the beginning. It says at around 9 minutes, the theater featured at the beginning of the film is the Redford Theater, a historic Japanese style theater with a fully functioning Wurlitzer organ in the old Redford neighborhood of Detroit, Michigan. The Evil Dead premiered there. A little nod, a little hat tip.
Oh. I wonder if this guy went out and just like immediately banged some other chick, and that's why he hasn't seen it. Because it showed him flirting it up with that one girl.
Yeah, I think he's just slinging dick. Oh, he doesn't really believe it. Oh, I noticed.
Oh,
this
so that's
too.
Why what's going to happen is so either so like he didn't tell the girl the other girl that he banged. That she has to do something. And so she dies. Then he's probably going to get killed. And then that's why when she wakes up and runs out, she found out that he had died and sees it and runs and then just gives up.
Listen to this.
No.
Not only do.
Damn it. Wrong one.
Michael hates women. Not only do the set props prevent the viewer from placing the year, the clothing prevents the viewer from placing the time of year. I noticed that too, because that girl was wearing like
swimming a
fleece kind of coat, and then she's got shorts on.
And then a pool.
And then that girl's wearing shorts with like leg thick socks or leggings.
I don't know what the fuck that was. That was a weird, weird design choice.
Throughout the film's short duration, clothing ranges from coats, jackets, t-shirts, and swimsuits during the day to barely anything at all at night, all outdoors with no signs of discomfort. Interesting. Whoa, what's he wearing?
Uh-oh, she's going to see that go into his.
Is he wearing long johns? Yeah. Hubba hubba.
Ugh.
Those buns.
Is he?
That's a zombie. That guy's gonna die.
Yeah. Call him on the phone. Oh, there is. She's calling him on the phone. Oh, so it's like, I guess at this, the way that it's set up, like other people have seen it, can help other people. So she's like helping him out.
Jay is short for Jamie, a tribute to Scream Queen Jamie Lee Curtis. In the film, Jay has a sister named Kelly. Jamie Lee Curtis also has a sister named Kelly Curtis. Just go through the window, girl. What are you doing? The zombie already broken.
We're 10 steps ahead of these people.
Good grief.
Oh, he's gonna walk in on her fucking. He's gonna be fucking someone.
That's a zombie. Don't do it. Whoa. His mom had her.
Why do they always have their tits out? So his mom was a
babe. Yeah, where's the trivia on that? His mom was
a fucking babe. Imagine you open the door and you.
What happened?
What the fuck?
She's fucking her son. Hey, Gads.
Which means now.
Killed him.
So they, now it's back to her.
They come back and.
Yeah, it's back to her.
See, I told you he was going to get himself killed.
Which is crazy. I thought he was going to. They made it seem like he was going to be. Oh, so she saw him and he saw his mom.
Got it. It's different for everyone that can
see.
Right,
yeah. Well, I guess it was him and then it turned in because she saw the mom too. Who was the mom? She looked like she was famous. She looked like she was somebody.
I couldn't see her face.
It was like a quick. Yeah, like her face looked. Could you imagine just like you go through all that and like fucking. You just, like, you gave it to someone. He didn't even try to give it to someone else. Imagine your role is to, like, you don't get any lines, but your son's going to answer the door. You're topless. You jump on him, and then you fucking ride his ding-dong until he dies. What a way to go, too. Thinking that your mom's banging, like, the life out of you.
Ugh.
Well, that would explain why her legs are like that, then. It's because it looks like whatever it is. So, well, no, that's weird because I was going to say maybe it's only like. Yeah, if it only walks, go live on a boat. Right? Like, could it ever reach you if you're in the middle of the ocean?
I mean, it's just going to go. What did he say? They're slow, not dumb.
Right. She needs to go just fucking. She's going to swim out to that boat and she's going to bang those guys. She can get her cast all wet. Ew. It's got to like be like really fucked up in the head where you're just like, I just got to go bang a bunch of people. And it's not even really that fun. You just got to do it to do it. You know? But if you're not telling them what's going on, I guess you're still just buying yourself. Again, you know that at the very least, you can sleep for a day. You know what I mean?
Oh, she's back with all of the.
Right, she went and she banged those dudes.
Aw, he likes her.
He's willing to die for her.
Why'd you pick Greg? Because he was stupid.
Yeah, I picked Greg because I figured if he died, I'd be okay with it. It sucks because now she's like. You know, I guess that's like the whole point of this too, where it's like, it's that weird, like, do you just put up with this forever or do you pass it on to someone else? Cause eventually you're going to die from it, right? You know, like eventually, it's so like get. Either never have sex with somebody ever again, because that's how you pass it or
suey.
Right. Or yeah, just let it
keep on banging.
I mean, it also after seeing basically how it kills you, you know, I guess you just, I'd keep trying to pass it. And then if it eventually just kind of becomes a thing where it just kind of ends with me. Click, click. Boom. Hear what I said? I said, boom.
What are you talking about, Michael?
First of all, what is this nerd going to do? Take it from her? And then what? Be too awkward and weird to try and bang someone else? Jesus.
Holy naked man. Show the ween.
Nope, no wiener. He's wearing like a little...
Full bush. Merkin.
No, he's wearing a little coin purse.
It does look like a coin purse.
Is it Bryan Cranston?
Holy shit. That's jarring. Oof.
So it means that basically now that it's back,
She's
the person that she fucked. The person she fucked on the boat is dead. Right?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, all of them. If she there was like three guys on that boat, right?
Well, but I guess it doesn't. Like, I guess once you have sex with that one person, it doesn't matter. After that, you've already passed it on.
Oh.
So I guess she just found one dude to bang. Or maybe she did think, bang all three, and it helps your chances.
So they're breaking into the pool.
This old-timey, like... I mean, I will say, there's one thing about, like, Detroit. It is, like, the perfect place to film here. Scary movies, because the whole town is just a fucking dilapidated piece of shit.
Well, weren't they supposed to be tearing down whatever happened with that, like the old abandoned places? Well,
it's because also a lot of these things, like, it requires money to do that, and these cities don't have any money. And then they'll get like a little burst of money for like revitalization projects.
You can get a killer loft in Detroit.
Literally.
They're just gonna wait for the thing to follow them there,
I guess,
and drown them.
Because it can't be killed. I don't. Yeah, I'm interested to. So this kid thinks that he's got a plan.
Oh, I remember. Okay.
Are they gonna like basically try to kill her and then bring her back to life so that it like thinks that she's dead?
Interesting theory, Michael.
You know what I mean?
Oh, that reminds me of a meme I saw around Valentine's Day. It was like
a meme.
It was like something about putting Happy Valentine's Day. I didn't put this time I didn't put the toaster in the bathtub or something while I was in it. I don't know. It was really funny and dark.
Sounds like it. Sounds like it. Another inside joke for Bonnie.
No, it was on Instagram. I think. Remember typewriters? She has a typewriter.
Yeah, this is weird.
So yesterday, like all the roads around my office were like blocked off and stuff, and they were doing security checks because supposedly Biden was at this hotel for like a fundraiser.
Oh god.
And so I was talking to one of my coworkers. Supposedly they're
probably like just saying that he's there, and they just
no, he was, and then he left today and caused a bunch of gridlock on the 405. God, so I'm like, oh great, because it was like four something. That
idiot around like he can actually raise money.
I looked out the window and like to look at the road outside of the parking garage, and it was all like mayhem, and I'm like, it's going to take me forever to get out of the parking garage, but it surprisingly wasn't that bad.
A surprise. Well,
it didn't take that long to get home yesterday, considering. And then I guess like people going in from the west side had a hard time because there were a lot of closures, but that didn't affect
me. Well, no, I know that there's a lot of closures around that area too because of the mudslides.
Not in Century City.
Maybe more in Beverly Hills. When I was going into the doctor today in Westwood. In
Malibu. That's the only one I know about.
It was, there was some in Beverly Hills I seen video. And then like when I was coming through the canyons.
Oh, really?
There was like bad traffic in this one area because they had like all the like bulldozers and shit out.
Oh. I only saw that they're gonna, like,
she's going to lure them into the water.
PCH was closed because there's a huge rock slide. Something in Malibu.
Some weird Frankenstein shit happening.
Heck yeah.
And all these weird little zombie things are going to come in and like skinny dipping. Skinny dipping.
Have you watched the new latest season of Love is Blind?
No. I don't watch that shit.
You're missing out, Michael. It's real good. Michael, it's real good. A bunch of weirdos on there.
It's a cool shot.
I think they filmed this season in Charleston.
Mm-hmm.
One of the Carolinas.
Mm-hmm.
So my friend, what's her name? Shayla used to live, but she's back in Boston now. Oh, mm-hmm. That girl's on her clamshell phone or whatever the fuck.
Compact.
Eating Twizzlers. Somebody hasn't brought Twizzlers over here in a fucking minute.
I thought you were off Twizzlers.
I do what I want with my body, Michael. I thought you were vegetarian. Michael, my body, my choice.
I thought you're a vegetarian.
I am.
I thought you're a vegetarian.
I am.
Can't have.
Can't eat Twizzlers.
Nope. It's gelatin. It's made from horse guts.
I said I'm vegetarian, not vegan.
Made from horse guts.
I said I'm vegetarian, not vegan. Okay, let's not get crazy. Let's not be crazy, Michael. Is it coming?
Oh, God. It's going to be her friend. It's Greg.
What's it look like?
It's Jay. Show it. It's Greg. It's Greg.
Just show the giant man. Give him some more screen time. The man dies, okay?
Oh, it's gonna... Why? Oh, my God.
That was a backfire.
Yes. It.
Wow. That's terrifying.
Jesus. Oh, so these things are all plugged in so that it's...
To electrocute.
It's going to create like some sort of shock, right?
Oh, there it is. Holy shit. He nailed her in the head.
That's weird. So it's not going to try to bang her?
Yeah, I don't get. So that lady was like down to boink her son, and then this guy's trying to whack her in the head with appliances. What are her friends doing? Oh, they're trying to figure out where he's at. Fuck. The force in which that guy's throwing the stuff is terrifying. Okay, guns don't work. Hello.
I know.
Or I wonder if it would show up if he... No, it wouldn't.
Oh, my God. He just shot his...
Her sister?
Who is this guy? Do we know who that guy is?
He shot her in the leg. No, it's just a random man.
This is fucking creepy.
Random man. Why is there blood on the thing? Oh, finally we got someone thinking. She's going to use a blanket to find it. Found it.
Uh-oh. Get out of the water!
Jeez. Okay. It's not supposed to... I see. Okay, they've got her in there, so then... Okay, to try and get that person in the water, and then they're going to elect...
Oh, this person's pulled her down.
Fuck, this is intense.
It's too intense. He was saying, don't let it touch you, but I don't know what that means.
I think, like, penetration, Michael. Well, no,
but, like, oh, my God. Because,
it doesn't matter. She's already been infected. Oh, look at this scene.
You can see his... Oh, lucky shot again. Now they're going to try and push that in, or what?
I don't understand. All the appliances in and fry that guy. Better do it quick.
She does so much of this, like, just sitting and staring. Get the fuck out. Time to move on.
Okay, what's the rest of the plan? Oh, it touched the
glider. Oh. It starts to, like...
They can't see it still.
Oh, maybe they can see the water moving or something? It's going to jump up and grab her. What's on her ankle? Does it mean that, like, if it's touching her, it, like, is killing her?
I love how Michael asked me all the questions, like, I'm supposed to know.
You said you saw it. I do, but... I'm throwing questions out there.
It doesn't, like, explain every little thing.
Oh, my God, you idiot. Like, so many dumb moves.
Go into the edge of the pool to look inside.
So many dumb moves. Also, is your arm broken or not? What's going on here?
Every horror movie is like this. When are you going to get used to it, Michael? Oh. Did she kill it?
No, it's just full of blood.
How
ew. What is it?
Okay. Got something. Oh, they're going to do it.
Don't. He's going to fucking die. This guy's got... At this point, he realizes he's made a huge mistake.
We're all gonna die.
Pretty much.
I'm a little confused about that last scene with the blood in the pool and...
Right. Like, at this point, is she banging him to just...
Okay.
Save herself?
What's outside the window, Michael? Is it the Peeping Tom kid again, or is it a zombie?
I don't know. We're about to find out. But she's gonna give it to this kid. This kid's gonna die immediately. And then we come to where the movie opened up, where all of a sudden she's going to see it. She's going to, like, let her. I wonder if like, maybe it's just because they're just, like, unwed. Is this, like, some secret, like, wedding movie where it's, like, if they, like,
oh, Christian.
If they got, like, if they got, like, married and then had sex, all of a sudden it would kill the creature. And it's like, no, marital sex.
That's what I was thinking, too, but I don't think so.
Yeah, it seems like it's just a zombie type.
They did it.
And he's like, well, we already did it once. Let's bang it out all night. And then he's just fucking humping up a storm. He's like, can we just keep banging until I die?
Is that him?
Yes. Oh, is that her dad? Or whoever that guy was. Who's that old man?
I don't know. Oh.
Oh, and then he's gonna do my plan.
Bang a bunch of sex workers.
Yeah.
He doesn't look old enough to drive that car. Why does he look so little?
I mean, poor, you know, it sucks being a prostitute. Now she's in love. He saved her life. Wearing white. What does that mean?
Are they getting married?
But now they'll see things together. That thing's walking pretty fast.
Yeah, it is.
Also, like, I don't know. I kind of feel like, why would you ever let your guard down until... Oh, exactly. Well, because the prostitutes are dead. That means, you know, but like, I would always be... No. What? What?
I love it.
The so fuck?
Good.
Wait, Michael's, so was that wasn't her Michael's in the beginning? Pissed.
What do you mean, her in the beginning?
Who is the person that died in the beginning of the movie?
That wasn't her. That was another girl.
I thought that was her.
No, they don't even look alike. That was Annie, the girl that died in the beginning. Annie. Different girl.
Maybe, so that was like the girl that gave it to that guy?
Maybe.
Because that's why it was back after him, and he had to give it to her, I guess?
Yeah.
But she why would they pick another girl that looked like her? That girl had blonde hair, too.
They didn't look alike. The Annie had brown hair.
No, the girl in the beginning had blonde hair.
It was brown.
Oh, my God.
Michael doesn't remember.
No, apparently not. I guess the holes in my brain from all the gas leaks for years and years and years are finally catching up to me, and they're leaking some sort of ooze and creating disconnects in my brain, and I'm probably going to die in my sleep tonight.
Michael, you know what time it is. Loved it.
It was good.
So good.
I
give it all the torques. I give it all the torques,
Here's
Michael.
The thing. Again, I was going under this assuming that I thought that was the same girl as the one in the beginning.
I know, but I told you that it wasn't, and clearly didn't listen to me.
I know. Well, because you also don't know what you're talking about half the time.
Oh, really?
I watched this movie, and then you just don't know anything.
I knew a lot of what was going on, and I was giving you all the fucking trivia while we were watching it.
Either way.
You weren't listening.
Per
usual, because...
But I was also captivated
Michael
by it.
Michael not only hates women, he also doesn't listen to them. Your thoughts,
I'll
Michael?
Say...
Michael, your thoughts?
I'm going to give it a 3.
A 3?
Because they confused me in the beginning. Oh, they should have known that I was going to have holes in my brain that are leaking.
Okay.
And I was going to think that it's
the
exact
same... Why don't
you blame
it on the holes in your brain and not the actual movie?
Because the other holes in my brain are telling me to blame it on it. I thought it looked really good. I thought, like I was saying, like those driving shots are cool as hell. It creates a good level of...
an eerie feeling.
Right, yeah, like that, like
unsettling.
You're just, right, it's very unsettling, the whole fucking movie.
You're just kind of just anticipating something coming.
Right, and the fact that, you know, they kind of tell you how that was.
Pun intended.
That girl just like...
Michael didn't get that joke.
No, it wasn't.
Because he's got holes in his brain.
Right, I got holes in my brain. I can't fucking focus on nothing. And so, like, you just kind of see that one girl just like straight up give up at the beginning of the movie, where she just...
Yeah, she did.
She just runs and she's like...
And then she gets her legs bent backwards
and then, yeah,
sideways.
Ripped in half. And then
ripped off her body, Michael.
So then that explains. So they follow.
Ripped
so I think
off her body?
I think we know what that means.
There's a lot of leg ripping off the body, Michael.
You're done. So that means they follow is these two people. They probably
in
both
theory.
They probably both got killed instantly.
In theory, Michael.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what the
they have to go back to Detroit to film, you think?
Maybe. We'll see.
Or maybe they moved on to a big city.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what's up.
And then the damage circumference gets wider and wider.
Maybe.
And start I can't wait.
It. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what it is.
That was great.
Yeah,
I give it a 4 because it really is scary and unnerving.
It is. It was. Yeah, it's very unnerving. It's going to take me a minute to sleep well tonight. And then, tonight. And the ending, I hate when horror movies do that.
You know they always do. Why do you
I
get
know,
mad?
Like
we know what to expect.
It, like it's you know you kind of forget that it's like towards the end of the movie. You know, like enough time has passed and that it's probably the end, and then it just ends and it's like, fuck.
We know how this goes. I was prepared.
Yeah, I hate it.
The only part I didn't fully remember was the pool scene with the
that was
I was like, freaky. Oh yeah.
That was freaky. So all right, until next time.
All right, great movie. Can't wait for the sequel.
Yep.
Woohoo! On that note,
bye.
We'll be back next week with another episode. Thanks to 17 people for listening to this episode. And
somebody
follow our Instagram and leave a comment about long balls if you got this far.
Yeah. If you've listened to this whole episode, comment
long balls. I wish I could show everyone the video, Michael.
On our post for this episode, comment #long balls.
#long balls. All right. Next time.
All right. Bye.